Best of Times Radio Hour, live on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel, a show dedicated to seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. Here's your host, Gary Kaligas.
Morning, radio listeners. I'm Gary Kaligas, the publisher of The Best of Times, the only magazine and radio show for mature adults in Northwest Louisiana. I do thank you for listening to our show today, and also thanking those who might be listening via the internet at www.710keel.com. Also thanking those who might be listening via the Keel application on their Apple or Android devices. Also want to thank those who might be listening via the podcast on Apple Podcasts or thebestoftimesnews.com. We do thank AARP Louisiana Neighbors, and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer, for being the exclusive sponsors of this radio show to provide you with beneficial information each and every Saturday morning. In just a few minutes, we're going to learn about 100 things that one should do in Shreveport in Bossier City before you die. So stay tuned to the show for some very interesting information for you and your loved ones. It is Saturday, August the 3rd, and we are broadcasting our show from the studios of News Radio 710 Kiel, a Town Square media station here in wonderful Shreveport, Louisiana. However, today's show is not live and has been pre-recorded, so we will be unable to accept calling questions from our loyal radio listeners. Be sure to pick up the July-August issue of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations. But remember, this issue came out on July the 1st, and there are very few issues of our 25,000 copies throughout the area. So again, I cannot tell you where available issues are, but there may be some around. Do visit the Cattle Council on Aging and Bossier Council on Aging, because we provide them with hundreds and hundreds of copies each and every month. We do appreciate your compliments about our magazine. Again, we appreciate hearing from you. If you're unable to find one of our printed copies at our 270 distribution locations, you can always visit our popular website at www.thebestoftimesnews.com to view both current and past issues of our magazine. We have over 8 years of our monthly issue on our website currently, and we appreciate all those people reading some of our past issues about getting information, as well as looking at photos and items and our feature articles in the past issues. In addition, we have the 2024 Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory, which is our most popular publication, printed as well as online. In addition, as I mentioned, you can listen to previously broadcast shows here on the Best of Times Radio Hour. Each and every month, the Best of Times sends out a TBT newsletter via e-blast to over 73,000 email addresses, of seniors and boomers located in Caddo and Bossier parishes. It provides them with a link to read our current issue, as well as a link to read our Silver Pages. In addition, it provides them with additional educational articles, discount coupons, contests, and, of course, news that they can use. Join these many thousands and thousands who are receiving our free TBT newsletter via their email. How to subscribe is free of charge. Just visit our website, thebestoftimesnews.com, to subscribe free of charge, and you'll be receiving this particular newsletter each and every month. Great news, our friends at Ernest Orleans has brought back the Best of Times special dinner each and every Thursday from 4:30 p.m. to closing, with fabulous meals at highly discounted price, along with great entertainment and free valet parking. It is highly recommended, due to the popularity of this Best of Times Thursday night special, to make advance reservations by calling 318-226-1325. Again, 318-226-1325. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Kiel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Abears Ten and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Abears Ten and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm privileged and honored to have joining me on my radio show today is Miss Monica Dollar Champagne, who is a travel writer, author, travel blogger as well, and I've asked her to share her highlights of a recent book entitled 100 Things to Do in Shreveport and Bossier City, Louisiana Before You Die. So thank you, Monica, for joining us today in the studio. I'm impressed.
Thank you. I am so excited to be here.
Well, I am too. Man, you know, you surprised me coming in the studio. A lot of my guests now these days, because we are pre-recorded, everybody, you know, most of you all know that we don't do a lot of live shows anymore on Saturday. So a lot of my guests, both authors and doctors and lawyers and physicians, like to, you know, come in advance and record it, and then it airs on Saturday. But again, thank you for coming today.
Any excuse to come to Shreveport, I'm here.
Well, your former hometown, right?
Right. I lived here for 30 years.
30 years.
Six generations of Shreveport residents in my family.
Awesome. Awesome. So back from when? Do you remember? Six generations would be...
Well, some of those are going forward. Oh, man, that is a good question. I should have looked that up. I do not have that year.
Six
I do not
years,
know that year.
So that's at least...
My great-great-grandmother, I can tell you that.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, she's probably... Do you have any memoirs from her life? That would be remarkable.
Oh,
or
so...
Or photos or anything?
So, oh, yes. So many stories and memoirs and just, you know, the Louisiana feeling of home and culture passed down through those generations. It's very different when I come here. It feels more laid back than
oh, yeah.
So we haven't said it yet, but I am from the Dallas area, North Texas now. I married a Texas man who took me across the border. But coming home is just that laid back feeling of a slower pace of life.
It is.
That feels so warm. I just love it here.
And being a traveler, you know that going all these places throughout the United States and the world, it's, you know, this little town, I'm telling you, I love to come back home.
Absolutely.
I have opportunities to go all over the world to stay and work, but I've always, hate to say this, the roots come back.
I'm born
and raised here. So again, I want to compliment you on your resource book. Again, everyone, it's called 100 Things to Do in Shreveport and Bossier City Before You Die. Remarkable. I learned a lot of, I've lived here 74 years, I'm 74 years old, and I've lived here, and I learned a lot of new things.
I've heard that. Everybody who has touched this book and people who've lived here, as long as you have, I have not met one person that didn't learn something new.
But again, I want to compliment everybody. It's a great read for both you if you've been in the area, but also if you have newcomers. Let's say parents or grandparents are relocating to the Shreveport and Bossier City area. Excellent item. It's perfect.
Thank you.
It tells you, and I like the way you formatted it. You have it by recreation, food, things to do, et cetera. And it's not a wishy-washy top 100 thing. It's 100, but it's in a nice order.
Thank you.
And the restaurants are designed in a certain way. And your explanation and your format of those particular restaurants, it gives them a flavor of what they're going to expect if they've never been there. And also it gives them a reflection of what they need to order when they go back. Because you gave some great tips on some of those restaurants.
Thank you. That's one of my favorite part about the entries in the book. There is also hidden tips. Some of the entries will have something that you may not it might be as readily known to the public. It may not
True.
Be Googleable. Googleable? Is that a word? Googleable?
I think it
you
is.
You can't find it online. And there are things that I've talked to different managers and owners about, and they've given me some hidden insights to add.
Well, again, let's tell our listeners a little bit. You know, this is not the only thing that she does. She's a travel expert, blogger, and she shares a lot of these insights about various cities and locations throughout the United States and world. And in Mexico, I think, is one is you're currently international, but hopefully you're going to be doing more of those, right?
Right. Yeah. So this start, I'm going to blame all of this on COVID. Why not, right?
Hey, why not?
Quarantine, actually. So my family had, we had played all the board games. We had put together all the puzzles. I've never gardened before. I built a garden.
Wow.
Like, we had done all the things at home. And Wanderlust, of course, got the best of us. And we decided we wanted to travel again, but we wanted to do it in a safe way. So we shopped for a travel trailer, and we hit the road. We absolutely loved road tripping. camping, RVing. Mm-hmm. We discovered nature in ways that we had not ever before. I'm going to say we were one of the lucky families that grew closer during that time of quarantine. It was really a special time for us. And I started writing about our adventures because I had people asking me, well, how do we do this? How do we camp? How do we RV? Yeah. How do we do this road tripping thing? And so the more people that asked me, excellent, the more I started writing about it, and I put that online. And what started out as just a like a scrapbook of my own family travels morphed into this big inspiration for people who want to road trip from the Ark-La-Tex, North Louisiana, North Texas area.
And it's better to have some experience that you have that makes their venture to that particular area of the country more enjoyable than having to, you know, reinvent it or refind it. I would say refind it, huh?
Yes, and firsthand experience of just, you know, somebody,
what
your
to avoid.
Neighbor.
I've read some of your blogs, so, you know, what to avoid. This is a must-see, a must-do, and why. I mean, we occasionally, I hate to say this, when we travel, my wife and I travel all over the world, but we do that same thing. Even when we go to places we've been before, we look at the bloggers and the people and get some insights of new things to do and something more unusual, not the typical beaten path. So this is your first book, right?
It is my first book.
Well, I can see other books coming out for other cities, right?
I have some ideas. I absolutely do. I'm going to tell you a little bit how this book came to be.
Okay.
I was on one of those adventures, those camping adventures with my family, in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Yeah, been there, done that.
And I walked in to this place, and I found this book, 100 Things to Do in Hot Springs, Arkansas Before You Die.
Oh.
And I met this lady who wrote the book. I picked it up. It became the best guide for me because I wasn't having to Google and look for all the things online. It was all in one place
one
for
place.
Me. When I got home, I did a little more research on that book and found out that that book was part of a best-selling travel series of 100 things to do in different cities around the country.
Hmm.
I looked it up. We had a Dallas book. We had a Fort Worth book. We had a Dallas-Fort Worth book. There was a New Orleans book. They did not have Shreveport-Bossier in their library.
Oh.
So I reached out to the publisher. I said, we need to be in your library. Okay. Let me write this book. They thought it was a fantastic idea. They gave me the go-ahead.
Good.
And about 2 years later, the book is out.
Excellent. Well, that opportunity knocks, right?
Yes.
But I think it helps the city. I think it, I mean, it's good for you, but it also helps visitors and locals and people that come in the area. I mean, I found it fascinating. I read every page. I found it quite interesting. I learned some new things about restaurants and learned some new things about particular areas. I mean, but, you know, especially for new people coming to the area, we're getting more and more people relocate to Shreveport. I hate to say that. They're coming from Texas. They're
yes.
coming from California.
I feel like we're on the cusp of something
yeah,
in tourism as
but
well.
But I love your comment that you met somebody and took it. Well, my daughter met a young man from Texas and he took her to Texas, so they live in Sunnyvale now. So we visit Dallas a lot, Dallas area a lot, to go there to see our two grandkids, as well as my daughter and my son-in-law as well. So what did you do before that? Before this, you told me you had a career in the Shreveport and Bossier City area.
Yes, I went to LSU-S Shreveport. LSU Shreveport. I got an accounting degree in Shreveport. As I was living in Shreveport, I then commuted to Northwestern State University, where I got my Master's of Education, and I taught at Caddo Career Center. I taught business classes.
Oh.
We also had a hospitality and tourism class that I taught it.
Oh.
I had no idea at that time that I would be doing this type of thing.
Hospitality, okay.
North Caddo Magnet High School.
Yes.
I taught there. I did some evening classes at Bossier Parish Community College. And I was super involved in the local theater community.
The Shreveport Little Theater?
Oh, yes. I am proud to say that Shreveport Little Theater, I have performed there.
Awesome.
Part of their, 1922, I think, was that when they first
yeah,
opened?
1922.
Yeah. I'm so proud to be a part of that history. Many of the different theaters around here that I did participate in. We even had, and this surprises a lot of people about me, had a small stint in professional wrestling. We had a wrestling TV show here that aired about a 300-mile radius in the Ark-La-Tex.
When was that? What year?
Oh, that would have probably been around 98, I think. About 1998, yeah.
a wrestling show. I probably knew about it. I don't know if I attended the wrestling show. So you were a participant, actor?
Yes, I was a wrestler.
Did you win?
Absolutely. Of course I did.
Of course
I was
you
the
did.
Good. I was the good girl.
Okay, okay. You were yep. You were the good girl.
But I'm still in education.
So your husband knew about all this? Was it before your murder?
It was before I was married. Before way before I met him. But yes,
wow, he probably
now.
Was impressed by that. You could take him down, right?
Not anymore, no.
Oh, yes. Well, that's a good, interesting niche on your resume and your biography. I mean, I think it's cool. You never know what people got involved in. I mean, I don't want to go into my tales. A lot of my listeners know, but I've got a lot of culture changes and life and experiences and work experiences, et cetera. It'd be mind-boggling with you. You never know. I'm an engineer by schooling.
I love that.
I used to work for Texas Eastern. You remember that company?
Yes.
Texas Eastern Gas Pipeline. And that was going to be my career. I loved them, but things change. The good Lord works in mysterious ways. You never know what you might change. He may say, and he's told me change, and so I changed to healthcare management. You never know.
Absolutely. You never know what experience seems insignificant in the moment will be a huge influence in your life later as well.
So going back to your book, we talked about your – what do you feel the target audience for your book to be?
I believe it's for both visitors and locals alike. For the visitor, I hope that they are picking up this book and they are finding something to fill their itinerary. But for those people who lived here forever, I think we talked about it a little bit. I'm hoping that they are going to rediscover Shreveport-Bossier. I got so tired of people telling me there's nothing to do here.
Yes.
And even when I lived here, though, I kind of saw that I felt the same way. And that's really, if I had not moved to Texas, I would have not written this book. Now, when I come to Texas, I am bringing my Texas family. I am bringing my Texas friends over. And I am rediscovering the city myself through the eyes of a visitor, through the eyes of a tourist. So I am looking for things to entertain them. I'm getting to show off the town. But when I lived here, I took for granted the things that were in my own backyard.
Yeah, I still hear that now, and I'm going to tell them you need to pick up this book.
Thank you.
You need to order this book. Okay, Gary has lots of tangent stories, and we'll tell you one tangent story, Monica. You'll be shocked about this one. And I wish I had your book. I would have given it to this gentleman. So it could be a long story short, so I'll make it short. I live on Cross Lake, and so one day I came out and of my house walking my dog, and this gentleman comes down and had red stuff all over the front of his shirt, and I said, "Can I call 911?" He says, no, it's makeup." And I looked at him, and I didn't recognize him. He held his hand out, and he says, "I'm Nick Cage." I said, "Nicholas Cage? Yeah. I'm living down there in that house because we're filming two movies here." And I said, I introduced myself to him and et cetera. So he said, "Come on down and have a drink and have a smoke with me." I said, "Well, Nick, I don't smoke, but I'm more than glad to come down." So I came down. He offered me some whiskey, and we sat out outside. He can't drink inside his house. He can't smoke. His wife was there and child. So, Nick, we chatted about first time ever to Shreveport-Bossier City, Louisiana. He's going to be here a month and a half, and he was there 2 days, and has rented this house, Monica. And he asked me, "What is there to do in Shreveport?" And he said, "Only thing I've been to," I thought it was so funny, we live off of Pines Road. He says, "I went to Walmart and just dazzled around and nobody recognized me, Gary. I was so impressed. But only when I go places, they all recognize me and they pester me." Nobody pestered me. And see, you didn't even recognize it. No, I didn't, I swear. I apologize. I should have probably recognized you, but he was very nice. But he said, "Can you jot down a few things that I can see and my wife and I can see and do?" And I said, so I jotted a few things down, and I saw him a couple of days later. He says, "Yeah, we're planning to go those few restaurants. We're going to go those few areas to take them. We're going to go to the Louisiana State Museum." And he did go there, and he was fascinated to learn a lot about the history in our area. So you never know.
What a great story. Yes, we have got to get this book in people's hands.
And if I had it, I would have said, "Here's a quick one. Here's 100 things to do." I don't think you'll do 100 things in a month and a half, but at least you can try. But he had a lot of spare time. I was shocked because much spare time he told me he was going to be having. So he really nice. I learned a lot of interesting stories about Hollywood and his life, and I didn't even pull it out of him. And I think he was not even concerned that I was going to, you know, breach the information to the paparazzi people that probably were in around the area. Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Tending Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. And now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Hebert, and in country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my show today is a special guest, is Miss Monica Dollar Champagne, who is a travel writer, author, and a travel blogger. And I've asked her to share her highlights about her recent new book entitled 100 Things to Do in Shreveport and Bossier City, Louisiana, Before You Die. So thank you again, Monica, for joining us today here on the Best of Times Radio Hour.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So what, well, let's first of all, give our listeners, once they get the book, some tips on how to go about reading or using it. What do you suggest?
Yeah. So the book is divided into categories. So if you wanted to start by category, we have it divided by food and drink, music and entertainment, sports and recreation, culture and history, and shopping and fashion. But then also in the back of the book, I've got it divided by seasons. If there's a specific season that you're visiting or looking for something to do, you can find some highlights for that. And then there's also special itineraries in the back. So we've got like family fun or free things to do or date night or Louisiana culture. It just depends on what type of thing you're looking for. I also like to think about using this book as a boredom buster. I've had people take the page numbers, write them on slips of paper, cut them up, put them in a jar.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, when we say we're bored or the summer boredom jumps in, the kids are like, what do we do?
Pick them.
Pull out a jar, pull out a number, and that's what we're going to do this week. I've had people give it as a gift. And they will buy gift cards to different places in the book, mm-hmm. stick them in the book,
oh, wow.
and then
good
they'll
idea.
Give it to somebody as a promise of 100 dates or 100 outings with my best friend.
Oh, that's touching.
Yeah. If you have a guest room in your house, mm-hmm. what a great thing to have on your nightstand table in that guest room. Visitor bait is another good way to use it, okay? So I've had friends when I lived here that would not come visit me. They always wanted me to go to them. Send them the book.
Yeah.
Say, pick out five things. Thanks. I promise you, we will do that when
idea.
You come. If you own a short-term rental, what a great place to put a book. What a great asset for your visitors. Might even bring them back more often
to that area.
To finish doing the things that were listed in the book. Real estate agent gifts.
I was just thinking about real estate.
Housewarming gifts. Interns, students, a welcome gift for someone new at work.
Yeah, just think of all the residents, the LSU
yes.
Medical students that come in there. Most of them from out of town.
I have already had some medical student interns pick up this book. Absolutely.
Awesome. So, those are some great ideas. But I like the idea of put a gift card in there to various restaurants and venues. I mean, tickets to the Shreveport Little Theater or
yes.
tickets to the symphony, et cetera, et cetera. That's a great, great idea for, I mean, that'd be a good Christmas gift for somebody that's moving into the area. You
right.
could buy the book and put all
I
that.
I even had a lady who was making baskets for wedding party favors for all the guests that were coming to the wedding, and she wanted to put a book in each of the baskets that
awesome.
She was making for these guests.
Wow, those are some great ideas. So let's see what I want a couple other items. So did you actually, your research probably took you a little while to do all these 100 things?
Yeah, it did. So I started out, of course, by what I like to do, but I couldn't write a book just for Monica Champagne. It had to be a book that would appeal to more people than just people like me. So I started there. But then I started interviewing business owners and managers and employees and, of course, locals. I put out
– Employees as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, good. I'm proud.
I put out social media polls for people to answer. And I did a ton, of course, online research. You do not have to read any reviews. I've read every single one of them, I promise you. But that was pretty much the bulk of the research and where it came from.
Well, that takes some time.
It did.
But also,
I learned a lot.
But also things. You got a one-on-one aspect with the owner, with the director. Hopefully you met with Bobby Darrell and all them people, all the staff at Shreveport Little Theater. But you knew that aspect. Mm-hmm. So you didn't probably have to interview them. You knew all about that.
I did.
But some of the other new venues, the aquarium was new, right?
The aquarium was pretty new. Also, one thing that was really new that surprised me that I knew nothing about before I started this, and this kind of came in at the very tail end of writing the book, was the Shreveport Common area.
Yes.
And the way that has been revitalized.
Yes, it has.
All of the different public art that's down there. Mm-hmm. The Kallenberg Artist Tower, I had the privilege of staying in that tower.
Oh.
You know the tower? Yeah. A lot of people don't know what this is, but there is the one with the flame on it in mm-hmm. downtown Shreveport.
Correct.
That is a 5-story short-term rental apartment that you can rent. And if you can walk all the stairs, because there's no elevator.
Oh, yes.
I've been up there,
yes.
When you get to the top floor, you get out on top of the building, and you have this great view of Shreveport Common. So that was one thing that really surprised me that I didn't know about when I started researching.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
That is good. That is unique. Yeah, Shreveport Common is quite new, and I had to brag a little bit, but I helped in getting that underway.
Well, congratulations.
Through my friends at AARP Louisiana contributed, and many other people throughout the area donated to that reality coming true. It was a dream for a while, and it definitely came true, and it's wonderful. SRAC did a tremendous job in that and there in the Shreveport Common area.
SRAC has been a huge supporter of this book.
Monica, I'm instilling a lot of interest in our people from East Texas and Arkansas that might be listening to our show today, but also our local residents here in the Shreveport in Bossier City area. So I was impressed when I was reading that's a lot of research and a lot of detail. I mean, but I will tell you, everyone, she's concise writer, one page per item for 100 pages. I mean, there's some graphics and whatnot, but in some other tabs, but mainly it's one page. Right?
It is. And something else to note about the 100 things, it's not 100 businesses.
No.
There are over 230 businesses represented in this book, and not one person paid for real estate in this book. This is not a book of ads, but we were able to look at, like, say, what do I want to do in Shreveport, Bossier? Maybe I want to go to a festival.
Yes.
Okay, so maybe I talk about Festival Plaza, but then in Festival Plaza, I'm going to list all of the different festivals that they could come across at that place. Or if we are going to do some sort of antique shopping, the antique shopping is the thing to do, but then we have a list of several different antique places they could visit.
I like that. I like to give them an opportunity of choosing which ones they might have time to go. They hopefully go to all of them. But, and also, I like how you mentioned at the end the calendar that tells you what part of the month season that the festivals occur, because a lot of people like to know we're in the area, what's going on. You know, it's like a surprising thing. And when I travel, most of the times, I hate to say this, even when I was in Europe, you don't know when the festivals are happening. Nobody publicizes. Everybody says, "Oh, you should have known that." I mean, we were in Greece; they were having a festival, and they said, "Well, if you stay one more day, we're gonna have a big festival here." Well, if I knew that, I would change my plans a few weeks ago. Now I can't change my plans.
Or you have to know which sites to go to, or 5 different sites to find the right thing that you want.
That's right. So, what was the most unique and surprising things you mentioned about the SRAC item that you went up? Other unique items? Were you touched by the aquarium? I've taken my kids and grandkids there.
We love the aquarium.
And, you know, there aren't too many aquarium venues that you get the touching-feely.
The pet the stingrays.
Yes, and the other one, jellyfish.
The jellyfish. Absolutely, yes, we love that.
We've been to other ones in Atlanta, and I don't remember getting any opportunity.
My kids absolutely did love that. And then Cyport right across the street.
Right.
We went during Christmas time, and it was Snowport.
That's right. We went there, too.
And they got to pretend ice skate all around that area as well. Some of the surprising things that I think I put in the book that surprised me, again, would be like the tips. Little known things that people might not know about a place. They knew the place was there, but they didn't know the little hidden gems that I have put into the book. Thinking about like Bossier Arts Council, if you go in there, like the dressing rooms are back in the back, the prop rooms, I think it is, are old jail cells that, you know, when it used to be a police station. And you can go in there and see that. And when you first walk in there, there's an old, if you remember the old cigarette machines where you could just pull the little lever and you could get your cigarettes out. Mm-hmm. I never did that, but they have one of those and they have converted it into what they call an automatic, where you can put in your money and get a tiny little miniature piece of artwork out of this old vintage cigarette machine.
I haven't noticed that there.
Yeah, so it's just little bitty things like that that I got to learn about and come across as I was writing.
And I like those. See, I've probably been there several times, never noticed that, or either went, you know, glazed over, didn't get those little jewels, those little tips, those little extra things. Be sure to see this, and that's good.
Yeah, and so like I've learned about people who are botanical. What is the name of their place? It has escaped my mind now. But you can do candle dipping.
Oh yeah.
There's places to go here where you can do glass blowing.
Glass blowing.
I didn't know that I could do glass blowing. There's a place called Clean Slate Botanicals. That's the name of the place where
clean
you can
slate.
Do the candle dipping. SB Rides. Have you heard of SB Rides? This is a bicycle touring company where you can actually do it for free if you bring your own bike and go on these rides in the East Bank District and the Red River area, downtown Shreveport area, or they have very sophisticated tours that you can take, or you can rent a bike from them. And these groups of people, they just go out and ride. So just little things like that that I would not have even crossed my mind to come and do whenever I came over.
Those are fascinating little extra little tidbits, little surprising things that you know, the jar. The other thing is, of course, we have no shortage of great food in the Shreveport and Bossier City area. And I think your analysis of all the possibilities in our area and definitely I think you put on the pedestal the local, not the chains, but the local restaurants, et cetera. They're all remarkable. They got a lot of history involved. I mean, I don't think you're old enough, but my parents had the Seven Seas Restaurant on Urey Drive in Ockley from 1950 to 1965.
Wow.
Then it became Jew's Chinese Restaurant and a few other things, a Mexican restaurant afterwards. But back then there was, you know, everybody – there were very few chains, so back in the 50s and 60s. So we had the Sansons and Bricadas, and my father's the Seven Seas Greek restaurant. It was a Greek restaurant.
Look
so,
at you. You're like a history book for Shreveport restaurants.
No, I'm not. There are others that have more distinctly. And, of course, you know, I'm sure I saw that you featured many ones. Ernest Arlene's has been a big supporter of the Best of Times, and everybody that goes there from out of town is very impressed.
Yes. That was the hardest part of the book for me to write. I think I could have written 100 places to eat in Shreveport. I started with some of my favorites and some of the ones, like you said, that have been around Ernest and Superior Bar and Grill, Lucky Palace, Herbie K's, Oyster Bar and Grill, some of those that have been staples. And I wanted to put some newer ones in, like the bougie noodles from Ghost Ramen, some of the newer things in there as well. But I wanted ones that were going to stick. You know, it's restaurants come and go so fast.
True.
And I even had some places that closed while I was writing the book that had been around. And then I've also had some places open since I've written the book. So we'll have to start thinking about that second
edition.
It's
dynamic. Things change.
Yeah, they do.
The economy changed. The people decide to retire and move. You know how that could be.
Yeah. I wanted to get all types of cuisine in there, though. I needed to get, of course, barbecue, Mexican, Italian, Asian, American. We've got steakhouse. There's soul food in there. There's dessert shops. Of course, there's Cajun cuisine. You're going to find all of those things listed in the book.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information. But now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Abairstown and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Abairstown and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my show today as a special guest is Miss Monica Dollar Champagne, who is a travel writer, author, and travel blogger. And I've asked her to come on our show today to share the highlights of her recently new book entitled 100 Things to Do in the Shreveport and Bossier City Area Before You Die. But we hope they do it well in advance before they die.
Yes, it is a bucket list book, but let's get these things done soon.
Let's get these done, too. Don't wait to the last minute. Oh, I got one more thing to do. Take me around there. So we talked about that you have seasonal or time-specific events and experiences featured in your book. I thought that was a great idea because people come at a certain time, and they need to know what's happening in that particular time factor, correct?
Correct, yes. And I also have recently written a post on my blog that is just about the festivals in Shreveport-Bossier. And it's 30 different festivals that happen throughout the year, and they are divided by season as well.
Right. Mention your blog. Your blog is?
Champagne, mm-hmm. My last name, Champagne, On Deck. ondeck.com. Okay, so champagne on deck. Yeah. On deck is a baseball reference. We're a baseball family, and that's our little phrase, champagne on deck. We are up, we are ready, and we are ready for adventure.
Well, that's pretty easy, except sometimes the word champagne people misspelled. You need to have a shorter version. Put Monica on deck. I like that. You need to get that website, too. I'm sure it's available.
Okay.
MonicaOnDeck.com. And you're on Instagram, and you're also on Facebook, correct?
Absolutely, yes. All the socials.
All the socials.
Either, it's at important. Champagne on Deck or at Dollar Champagne, you can find me.
So you talked to – how did you narrow down? You mentioned there are many more listings and more things and places than 100 things. So you probably could add 1,000. So the editor said, or the publisher of that said, only make the top 100, right?
Right. It is a format. You know, it is a series of travel books, and they have a very specific format that I needed to follow to be included into their library. And I could not stop at just 100. I told you that. There's over 200 businesses represented. I think the example I gave before was, like, Festival Plaza is an entry. But if you go in there and you read about Festival Plaza, you're going to learn about, or whoever's reading, these visitors that are looking to come here, they're going to learn about Mudbug Madness, Let the Good Times Roll Festival, Shreveport Brew, Rockets Run Over the Red. So that's how I was able to kind of sneak in more than just 100 things to do.
You're smart. That was it. So the editor, the super editor, didn't catch that.
Okay. And they were okay with it. Yeah.
They were okay with it. So again, I hate to say this, but I've visited many cities throughout the United States, but I've never noticed the 100 books for some reason.
I bet you will now.
I bet I will now. I'll be
keep
looking.
Keep an eye out for it.
So they're in how many cities do we know?
I think over 100.
Okay. Because I have traveled to many cities in every state I've visited, and every big city since for many years. Maybe Convention and Tourist Bureau or the whatnot. So
New Orleans has a book, and their Convention and Tourist Bureau uses that book as they're promoting their city.
Good. Yeah. Well, so everyone, if you want to go to a certain city and you're going to stay a longer time or you're going to relocate, you might want to contact and find out.
Reedy Press.
Reedy Press.
R-E-E-D-Y okay. is where you'll find
Reedy
all of
Reedy
the books.
Reedy Press. I noticed a few months ago you had some book signings in the area, right?
I did. I've had several book signings. I have one coming up in August that I'm very excited about.
Okay, tell us about that. August 17th.
I have partnered with the Bossier Arts Council, and they are organizing a scavenger hunt event around the East Bank District and the different businesses that are mentioned in that book. In the book, so you can get your ticket. With the ticket, you get a book. You get a chance to meet me and hang out and chat a little bit. We'll sign the book for you, and you'll have this fun game competition that goes along with it. That's on a timed kind of thing where you can run around and try to figure out what the clues are and the different places that are mentioned.
So you go to that particular hidden gem that's in the scavenger. I mean, there's all types of scavenger. Scavenger means you get things, right? You pick something from that vendor?
So all the details are not completely set in stone. I don't know if they're going to do it like a photo kind of scavenger hunt thing where you're posting stuff. If it's more a game where you're just trying to find the places, take a picture, come back, and then whoever finishes first gets the prize. All of those details are yet to be determined, so I don't want to
spoil anything just yet
or say any wrong
information.
Because
there's so many types. I mean, even the best of times have done one. We've done one in the past where they had to go to various vendors and check off a sheet and get a particular card. I mean, it was so complex. And pick up poker rally. You ever heard of that? You pick up poker cards at certain locations and you come back with the best hand and you end up winning lots of prizes. That's like a scavenger hunt. You go to certain locations and et cetera.
The people at Bossier Arts Council are so creative and they're going to come up with something fabulous. I just know it.
So let's tell our listeners where they can pick up the book locally.
Tubbs Hardware.
Good.
Jolie Blonde Gifts.
Okay.
The Little Shop of Music.
Okay.
Barnes and Noble.
Definitely.
And Art Space. I know at least all of those places have books. Lewis's.
Okay, Lewis's Gifts. Yes, my wife goes there a lot, and so it's good. They can go online, right?
Yes. So if you go to my website again, champagneondeck.com/shop, there's an order link there, and then Amazon, Target, and Barnes and Noble online also have the book.
Oh, that's it. Very easy. Very easy. Again, so you mentioned the blogs, and again, what fascinated you during COVID? You said that was the impetus of you traveling. Mm-hmm. And do you ever RV? Do you ever bought a trailer like that?
Absolutely not. No, I had never done anything like that before.
So the RV, it's connected to a truck.
Right. We have the pull behind type of RV.
Okay. And who drives?
My husband drives.
Thank God, huh?
Yes. No, I could not do that.
I can barely pull my boat behind my car. I don't think I could do the RV kind of thing.
Same thing. I'll pull the boat as long as I only have to go forward.
Don't have to back it up.
No.
So in all the kids, so you took off time to go to various places in the United States. I saw on your blog, and you had many locations, right?
Different states. Well, no. My husband works from home. Actually works from anywhere, so he can work from the camper.
What does he do? Can I have?
He's an insurance replacement specialist.
Insurance replacement specialist.
Yeah, so if you were to lose something in your home, a fire, theft, he would work with your insurance company to help purchase all of those things and replace the items in your home. I didn't know it existed either until.
That's an interesting niche job.
It is. Wow. Very niche. And so he can do that from anywhere. And me being in education, I do have a lot of time off. During that time, we were working and going to school from home when we first started that as well, when we were all in quarantine. But now we keep it to summers and school holidays.
So the kids get to go too? How old are your kids?
Oh, yes, 9 and 12.
Whoa. Well, they're enjoying that.
And I have two grown children, and I just became a grandmother in March.
Well, congratulations on that. The grandkids are going to be going around too. Okay.
One day.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, but give us some examples of some of the road trips. I'm going to tell my listeners that they need to go visit your site. So tell us some of the road trips.
Last summer, we did Dallas to Disney. Dallas to Disney. So that's
driving all the way from
all the way.
Good luck.
Drove it. 3,000 miles. We drove. We took us through Shreveport. So if you were starting in Shreveport, that's fine too. Went through Mississippi. We did Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Great place.
Northern part of Florida, down to Orlando, and then back around again. We've done all the way to South Dakota. We went to Kansas through South Dakota, came back through Branson, Missouri. We've done Colorado and white water rafting in Colorado.
Cool.
Four-wheeler or like ATV riding in Moab, Utah. And then lots of different Texas coasts.
So when you were in Disney, did you do some insight there and some finding some things that people might not be aware of?
Well, I don't know that we did a lot of that, but one thing that we did do was stay at their campground. And I have never stayed at the Disney. No. I never knew about the Fort Wilderness Campground until I started RVing.
Okay.
That was a special treat. Oh. Immaculate. Of course, it's Disney, course. So you know everything. That was a really, really neat place to stay. You had deer and these, I mean, birds as big as me walking right through your campsite. It was really neat.
Well, we love, even though we're old, my wife and I, we love to go even without grandkids or kids to Disney World. We go there every other year at least and stay a week. So we ride roller coasters. I have these little five-year-olds that are like fascinated. It's old guys riding a roller coaster. So again, thank you for joining us today. Again, mention to our listeners again how they can get a contact and get a copy of the book.
Yes. So again, you can go and pick it up in local stores. Tubbs Hardware, Agora Borales also has it in her store. Jolie Blonde Gifts, The Little Shop of Music, Barnes & Noble, and Art Space has many books. Or you can go online to champagneondeck.com/shop. Amazon, Target, and Barnes & Noble online as well.
And mention one more time, August the 17th.
August 17th, the Bossier Arts Council Scavenger Hunt. More to come on that, and I will have that information posted on my site when we get it ready.
Well, can't wait to see that. Let us know about it, and I'll help promote it, link it on our website, as well as I'll announce it on my radio show sometime in August, okay? Again, thank you for joining us today. It was wonderful. Again, I congratulate you on your book. I highly recommend it, everybody. I've read it 2 times, and I've learned a lot of new things. And I'm born and raised here in Shreveport and Bossier City, Louisiana, but I learned a lot. And, Monica, you did a wonderful research job. I compliment you on that. It takes a lot of guts and stamina and time and persistence to get to even write a book. So
I'm proud of that. Lot coming from somebody who's been here so long like you.
Well, thank you a lot for joining us today. Everyone, make sure you listen next Saturday for another show that could benefit you and your loved ones. Don't forget to pick up your personal copy of The Best of Times in one of our 270 distribution locations. May God bless you and your family. God bless America. Have a great day and a great weekend. Thank you again for listening to our show. I'm Gary Kaligas, wishing you and yours the best of times, both today and every day. Have a great day.